Hey, welcome back. Today we've got three developments that matter to people deploying robots and physical AI. We'll walk through a planning tool, new hybrid programming that spans brands, and a reality check on AI home robots. Let's start with layout and route planning. It's moving upstream.
CalmOrigin's new NDC layout assistant is the first stop. It gives AMR and AGV teams a pre-deployment look at bottlenecks, route inefficiencies, and floor plan trade-offs, so planners can iterate before steel hits the floor.
What's interesting is the timing, pushing route analysis into the design phase. If you can model traffic flows, choke points, and station geometry early, you reduce commissioning cycles. It also forces conversations about conveyor timing, dock windows, and operator pathways.
Don't get carried away. Simulated layouts depend on accurate inputs. Small changes, like a pallet rack moved an aisle over or a temporary workstation, can shift predicted hotspots. Teams must keep models synced with reality or risk false confidence.
That ties into NSI's hyper-release. They're pairing offline simulation with live shop floor validation, adding multi-brand support across ABB, FANUC, KUKA, Yaskawa, and others, and bringing richer 3D visualization so programmers can test mixed brand cells before committing code.
Hybrid programming across vendors is a big deal for integration. It lets a single workflow coordinate different kinematics and control stacks, smooths handoffs between arms, and reduces time and risk in multi-vendor deployments if the interoperability layer holds up.
On the shop floor, that looks like faster validation loops. Simulate a part transfer from one arm to another, run the motion sequences in digital twins, then validate live with slow speed passes. That means fewer surprises and fewer emergency stops during ramp up.
Still, there's a maintenance bill. Every brand has its own frames, safety modes, and maintenance cadence. Keeping driver libraries, coordinate transforms, and certification current is ongoing work that lands on integrators or plant engineers.
Switching gears, the consumer side is a reminder why DMOS aren't enough. AI-enabled home robots can amaze in curated settings, but in everyday houses, they contend with clutter, ambiguous human intent, and the long-tail edge cases that break robustness.
Technically, the gaps are familiar: perception noise and occlusions, slam drift in dynamic interiors, power and thermal limits, and the need for continuous online adaptation. Add human factors, and you get a much higher bar for dependable operation.
So here's the cross-cutting point. Better simulation, early layout planning, and multi-brand programming push complexity upstream and make deployments more predictable. But they also create expectations that the digital model equals the real world, which it often doesn't.
If you're an operator, engineer, or investor, focus on mechanisms that close the loop: versioned floor plan models, closed loop validation metrics, live telemetry from pilots, and a clear plan for field support. Those convert DMOS into repeatable outcomes.
Bottom line, these tools are maturing the stack by shifting risk left and enabling mixed vendor cells, but real environments and long-tail failures mean field feedback remains the final arbiter. We'll keep watching how teams close that loop. Thanks for listening.